Bam.
Okay.
Ready?
One, two, three, go.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my gosh. Let's just call it. We got everything working. Now let's just call it a day.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the 8-Bit Show. Yeah?
I don't know. It sounded like the accent that I was doing.
First, it started out like the count, and then it turned into like a weird German lady.
German lady?
Deep German lady voice.
It could happen.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It just got more... I don't know. Is that testosterone based? I don't know.
I want to say partially it does affect it somewhat.
Yeah.
Because I think if you take hormones, your voice does get lower.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Huh? Yeah. Yep. Come.
Yeah.
Guess I need to take some testosterone hormones.
I guess. That's what you want. I will not be taking additional testosterone hormones. My current regimen is enough. Thank you.
Is it just once or twice a day?
Six.
Whoa. Do you take it by a shot in the butt?
Oh, no.
Isn't that how they do it? Or is that just for other performance-enhancing drugs?
No, I think you can't. I don't know. I would imagine you can.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go to the doctor and find out.
Yeah, because I don't know anybody that does that, so...
Doctor, I got questions.
Do I know anybody that does that? Maybe I know somebody that knows a bodybuilder.
Oh, like steroids?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you get tiny, tiny said testicles.
Yep. It's like Robin Williams says, if they show up to the plate with raisinettes and a Mardi Gras hat, you're out.
Classic.
Right.
I miss Robin Williams.
Me too. Those were the good days. So how have you been?
Yes.
Yes.
You can't see the angry hands.
Nope.
Like, today was a dumb day. But other than that, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's the weekend.
Yep. Time to celebrate.
Whee! Yeah.
Celebrate the end of the week. The end of dumb.
The end of dumb. More dumb to come.
Right.
Monday. To be continued.
Seriously.
How about you?
My week was okay. There were a lot of ups and downs throughout the week, but I survived.
We are here.
Yes. We are ready.
Ready your ear holes. We're coming in hot.
Whoa.
Hot.
Played a whole lot of games, but we do have some exciting things to talk about.
Yeah.
Like Cuphead. I haven't played anymore, so I'm sure you're now like way far ahead of me.
So we are on the third island.
Okay.
We've beaten most of them on simple, but not on regular.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's where we are. Are you still on the second island? The first island?
No. I beat the first island. Once I got to the second one, that's where I stopped.
Okay.
It's a gorgeous game.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, all the stylization, everything. It's perfect. They captured exactly what they were going for. So
yes.
I feel like.
And while it is difficult, I don't think it's overly difficult.
No, that's the thing. It's it makes me think of Mega Man's, you know, where it's like, yeah, this is a hard game, but you keep going and you learn.
Yeah, you get the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
Down. It's a little bit more challenging, I think, with two people. because it gets a lot more chaotic, and like the enemy attacks that will follow a person can really mess you up with two people.
Yeah.
It's a little bit harder to get the hang of those.
Mm-hmm.
And even like the run and gun stages, sometimes it's just too hectic with two people bouncing around.
So for if only one of you has to get to the end, right?
Right.
Okay.
So yeah, like if you get all five of the coins and one person dies and you're unable to save them, as long as the other person finishes the stage, you both get the coins.
Cool.
So that part is nice. And it is nice that if you can time it right, you can essentially save each other indefinitely. So sometimes that's nice where like Adrian will save me and I have like my super attack ready. So then I can just use that and like finish a boss or vice versa. So those come in handy.
So it has its benefits and its drawbacks.
Yes.
That's good because that was the thing that I was wondering is, you know, as I was playing, I was like, wow, this might be a lot easier with somebody else. But shortly thereafter, I started thinking this could be, especially when it came to some of the boss battles, it was like this could be really confusing with somebody else. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I really like the flying stages a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones are my favorite so far. I really, you haven't done it. Never mind.
Nope.
There's one with a dragon that I really liked.
Ooh, that's cool. I love all the characters. What was it? Was it the carrot in the first stage?
Oh, where there's like the onion, the potato, and the carrot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's the carrot. Is the carrot the first one? I can't remember. Whichever one is first.
It changes its order.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I don't think it changed the order for me.
Oh.
I think it maybe it just happened to get it the same way every time. I want to say they didn't change.
Okay. Because there's a candy one in the second island that there's like five different variations of like stuff that you fight. And so like it will change the order also. So we're like,
yeah.
Okay, this one will be good if you get it first because this part hasn't happened yet. But then if you get it like, well, after the fact, then you have like all of these different things going on and you're just like, damn it.
Yep.
It's too much.
Yeah, that's like the stupid witch. I was finally getting used to, I can't remember what it was that she did. And she had never changed into the, I guess, Orion, the archer.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and like, I had played it like through like five times, you know. And I've never seen that. And I was finally like, okay, now I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm good. And then it throws something new at me. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
I really liked that one. Because it's the one where she turns into the moon at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked that one a lot.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was, I think, the most frustrating boss battle that I've done up to this point. But it was still fun, you know? I mean... Mm-hmm. For me, all of the stages are very frustrating, but they're all great. But yeah, no, what I like about some of the bosses is how they look really cutesy at first, and then they just turn into these mean, grotesque, horrible-looking things. Yeah, the way they did that, you know, it feels like you're watching an old cartoon, but then you're like... You're also watching some sort of like newer parody of it at the same time. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
They did an amazing job. So when I was first trying to play it, actually, I was running it off my computer, trying to do the Steam streaming home streaming, to the TV. And, I wasn't working. I was getting like a 2 second, maybe not that long, maybe like a 1 second delay.
Yeah, that's enough to throw it all off.
Yeah, like it was horrible. But it plays fine on my laptop, which I was actually really amazed at. I had to drop a few things down, but there's just a lot of stylization on there, so I thought it might be a little bit difficult, but... So even if you have not the best hardware, looks like you could still play it. So
I feel like it would have been really good on the Switch.
Right. Yeah.
So hopefully it does well enough and they'll make another one and maybe give it to everyone.
Yeah.
But I know Microsoft like fronted a lot of the money for it. So.
Yep. Yep. I don't know. Microsoft, they've been weird with some of their IP. So, and I mean, I don't think that's necessarily there. So I don't know what sort of agreement they have, but
yeah.
Yeah, it'll be nice if it can go to other consoles. But yeah. Get a PC.
Or an Xbox.
Yeah. What else?
Overwatch Halloween skins are out.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good.
Right? Have you played any?
No. Adrian's played a little bit.
The what's his name? Dr.
Junkenstein?
Junkenstein.
I know you can buy that one now.
Yeah.
Since it was last Halloween's special, so I might do that. Mm-hmm. And Adrian pulled that, because I guess you get like the one free box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he actually pulled it in that one. And he's like, oh, sweet, because I was just planning on buying it, because he had bought like $15 of Xbox currency to get more boxes. Mm-hmm. And then he thinks I'm good luck, so I have to open all of his boxes. So I got two of the other ones, mm-hmm. and like legendary coins and like some of the other like banners and stuff for him. So I think he has enough. I think he's going to get the Symmetra, the dragon one.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
I think it was either that one or the Zenyatta.
Oh, the Cthulhu
one. That one was right. Cool too.
Cultist, whatever. Well, I don't know why they put cultist instead of Cthulhu, because isn't Cthulhu like not copyrighted anymore?
I don't know. I'm unsure.
I really also like Mercy's witch's outfit.
Oh, the one from last year?
Is it from last year? Mm-hmm. I don't know what was last year or not, but yeah
that one's really cool. Yeah.
So I played some of the little story that they have for the new modes. It's really cool. And there's commentary that goes over the whole thing, and it's super enjoyable.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. There's a little intro to what's really cool is Dr. Junkenstein's what's his name? Roadhog is like his monster.
Mm-hmm. He's like Frankenstein.
Yeah. So it's really cool. But those battles, we played it on easy. I think all except one time. And in easy, I mean, we get through it, but this is not easy.
Yeah.
And in normal, we haven't made it through. We only played once, but we got pretty smashed right away. So
I played a good amount of it last Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
But even like, I'm not really like a huge fan of Roadhog, mm-hmm. but even Junkenstein's monster, it was a pretty cool
yeah
skin.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Because that one is what? McCree, Soldier 76, and Anna?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't think I ever had to play as Anna.
And Hanzo.
Oh, maybe it was Hanzo, yeah. I think it might be one of the other ones was Anna.
No, Anna's still there.
Oh, that's four people?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah, her, I'm not confident I would be helpful at all. So luckily I always got my career Soldier 76.
Yeah, the playing on easy, I was okay with Anna, but yeah, once we went on to normal, like people kept dying. So I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm doing my best.
So but what else?
We picked up, well, to backtrack a little bit. So I still haven't beaten Monster Hunter. Mm-hmm. So I haven't started Metroid, but Adrian did. And I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
He had some weird glitch in his game that there wasn't any music. And he thought that that's how the game was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That there wasn't any music. So he gets all the way to the last, maybe like the last like 5% of the game. And he was looking at some video and he was like, oh, there's his music. Did I get a broken game? And I'm like, well, did you ever like try turn like closing out the game and restarting it? Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I just thought that's how the game was. So he does that and it works like right away. So he had played 95% of the game without music before he thought about it. And I'm like, hun, we got the special edition that came with the soundtrack. We listened to the soundtrack in the car. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. He said he thought it was like some design choice to make it creepy, right?
Yeah. And he's like, this is so much better with the music. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Now he's going to have to play through it again.
That's what I told him.
That's good.
And we picked up Tiny Barbarian for the Switch.
Oh, what's that?
It's, oh, I don't know the name of the place that made it, but they did, I think it's the same ones who put like Cave Story for the Switch and Binding of Isaac. Mm-hmm. So it's cool because they all come with like a classic instruction pamphlet that has like the backstory and like the moves and everything, like how the older games did.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Cave Story and Tiny Barbarian came with a keychain.
Oh, nice.
So you get like little bonuses for picking them up. Mm-hmm. And I think you can still get like digital copies of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh,
Castlevania-ish.
Really?
So it's like, yeah, side-scrolling, but you get like attacks and you can see the map as like a giant area and you go like through it. And it's pretty cool so far. The music's really good and the level designs are really pretty. I don't know what's going on in the story because I was paying bills while he was playing it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a tiny barbarian and you're saving ladies and
nice
fighting stuff.
Yep. Fighting the evils.
There's a wall meat like Castlevania.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
If that's a game maker for you, there you go. Wall meat.
Check that off the list of what games need. Yeah. This one's got it. There's something else I bought the Wii. Got yes. the Borderlands Humble Bundle, which I think is going for like another week. It was like 5 days.
Yeah, I think last night when I looked, it said like 5 or 6 days.
Okay. So I played a little bit of that. So I haven't played through with. I wanted to play through with the Mechromancer when she was first announced, and I think by the time that I got all the DLC and everything, I like played through a few of the extra areas. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I kind of stopped playing.
Oh, so you just started with two, not the first one?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to two. Sorry, I am going to go back to the first one and play that. Before I get too enthralled into, because I never played the first one, so.
Well, let me tell you up front. How do I explain this? It's not a stellar game.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
They definitely improved a lot between mm-hmm. the first one and the second one. But if you don't play the first one, you miss out on like character stories.
Yeah.
That tie into the second one. But overall, it's like, go to this area, fight the bandit leader. Go to this area, fight the bandit leader. Mm-hmm. So it gets kind of stale. But like the overall story is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really what I wanted to play it for. Because Christian had told me that there's a few things that they talk about in Borderlands 2 where it's like, if you play through the first one, you know more what they're actually mm-hmm. talking about. But yeah, he told me the same thing. It's not really an amazing game per se.
But you also get the pre-sequel with the Humble Bundle.
I'm excited because I never finished it. I think I was like 60 or 70% through it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. It's so good. I love it so much. It felt like it ended a little too soon. But I mean, it's supposed to be a small compact thing, but.
So fun fact, I now own those on three different systems. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The Telltale Borderlands one was really good too.
I never played that.
Tales from the Borderlands?
Yeah, I think so.
It was really good.
What is that story centered around?
It's like a separate group of characters.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to check that out too. Too bad that wasn't included in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some Telltale bundle eventually that'll have that there.
So I paid the extra dollar and got the soundtracks for those Van Helsing games.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah. So, if you paid the extra dollar, you got the soundtrack for both of those games and one other game that I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the other games are.
But I was like, for a dollar, whatever. Yep. Background music while I'm at work.
Yep. Can I go back and change?
It's like, I'd like to add this dollar onto my purchase, please.
Right? Maybe they'll let me. I don't know.
Or I could share it with you.
Yeah, we'll see.
So yeah, I need to test out my mic and see if it works. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it does.
Mm-hmm. I need to buy a new headset, like a real headset.
So I've got the, was it Cloud Core one? One of our friends gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it works with the PlayStation. I think it works with PC. I think it works for everything except for the Switch, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time since I worked at GameStop and had any of that information.
Yep. Now you'll have to find out on your own.
Yep.
Yeah. I imagine it would. I mean, if it works for both the consoles, I don't see why it wouldn't work for PC.
Yeah.
We'll see. Let me know if you need help, though.
Okay.
What else?
Did you see any movies?
No, but I watched season 3 of Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought that was the best season.
We saw part of the first episode.
Oh, now I'm ahead.
Oh, wait, maybe it was part of the second episode. Because I think the first one was free when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was part of the second episode.
Well, I have it on my Plex. If you want to Plex it.
Your information didn't work for me.
David was having a problem too. I'll send it to you again.
Did you get any Szechuan sauce?
No, I did not.
Did you freak out and rage and threaten to sue like other people?
I thought about it. But then...
you came to your senses?
Yes. I just calmed myself down and realized I live in the real world.
Like, I saw a post on 9gag, and I don't know how legitimate it is, but it was this girl who had gotten one, and she traded it for a car.
Wow.
It's like a Volkswagen Rabbit.
Huh. Well, that's way ridiculous.
So I'm like, people are going way too crazy about the sauce.
Right?
Which Adrian said that they're bringing it back in like December anyways.
Yeah, so everybody freaking out. McDonald's, I guess, said they're going to do a limited run of it. So it's not just like going to be a one day thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually going to have it for maybe a few months. I'm not
like
sure.
Like the McRib.
Yeah.
Limited every year.
Yep. But I mean, to be fair, I'm not justifying what people did, but I heard in some McDonald's, like they didn't even have any, and like, you know, people, like the workers had no idea what was even going on. Like,
yeah.
You know, the ones that weren't going to have any, nobody was even told that there was an event. And so like, I guess the way they went about it wasn't really the best.
Well, I feel like that would make sense because aren't some McDonald's like corporately owned and some are franchises?
Yeah.
So they follow different stuff. Like the franchise ones probably, like if they don't opt into that stuff, they're not part of it.
Probably not. But I mean, I would figure that if one of them is doing them, then they should have, like doing this event, then they should alert the other ones, especially if it's, I mean, I guess what happened is that they just did not expect a cartoon to generate this much buzz.
Well, did they not see the end of the episode? Where he says, even if it takes 9 seasons, he's going to get that sauce, which right? I feel like because the sauce is brought back, they should just end the show. Like, as right. much as I don't want him to end the show, I feel like that would have been great all on its own. Be like, okay, we got the sauce. We're done.
That was a real goal, guys.
Set out to do what we wanted.
Mission complete. Our lives.
And that would have been way funnier.
It would have been, actually. We'll see, though. They still can.
That's true. But do more prank calls, because that was amusing.
Yeah. And yeah, and then so I guess like some people were only getting like a packet also, because they would have like just a handful of packets, some places, yeah. not all of them. So, yeah. The internet's dumb, is what we've learned.
Yeah.
And it's just not worth it to go to those sort of things, in my opinion.
No.
I mean, like, if it's something you really, really want.
Well, like, maybe they really, really wanted some dipping sauce.
I guess so. But I feel like this was not on anybody's radar at all until Rick and yeah. Morty said to go and do it.
Ooh, what would have been great is to get the sauce and then just open it in front of everyone. Toss the wrapper. It's a total dick move.
Right.
But funny.
Did you see the video of the guy that got on the counter and like started freaking out?
I saw like the like clip of that, like mm-hmm. the snippet, and I was like, oh, people.
Yeah.
People.
Seriously. But yeah, though, the season, the direction that it went, I mean, it wasn't really, I guess it gave more substance to the story arc as a whole, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like, I think I felt for the first few seasons that there's definitely more that they could do with it, and they just didn't want to. I mean, it has that dumb humor like Aqua Teen, mm-hmm. but Aqua Teen is just straight pointless, right? Like, there is nothing to it at all.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of shows in general run into that, where, like, the mm-hmm. first couple of seasons, they don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
And then eventually, either they find their foothold or they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they finally found their foothold. And yeah, since you haven't seen the rest, I won't spoil anything.
Okay.
Except for this one big thing. So, I'm kidding. But yeah, you should totally watch it. There's rumors that there might be a Christmas episode coming up.
Nice.
So we'll see about that. We get an extra episode for the season.
Bonus episode.
But yeah, I think that covers it for moi.
See, I watched Transformers last night. The last night. I really enjoyed it. A lot of people didn't enjoy it. And
did you enjoy it more than the one before last?
I've honestly enjoyed them all. No, 2 is my least favorite. It was okay, but it was my least favorite. But I don't take them seriously. Like,
yeah.
I don't know that much about the Transformers universe, and maybe that's why I enjoy it more. Mm-hmm. So same I here. Just take them for what they are. They're giant robots fighting each other.
Yeah.
Some are dinosaurs. That's pretty cool. But this one, it was like 2.5 hours. And the story was kind of like in a lot of different directions. Mm-hmm. Like, they wanted to do a lot of different things, and then they finally just wrapped it up. Mm. But it was enjoyable. Mm. Red box it. $2. You're not going to lose out.
Yeah. Okay. This one still has Marky Mark in it, right?
Yes.
How was he?
Marky Mark. Can't go wrong.
You can go wrong with Marky. No, I don't know. I've never seen anything that I didn't like Marky Mark in. Not that I can think of.
Name something that you didn't like that he was in.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Yeah. Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Your favorite film.
It's not my favorite film, but it's a really good film. What was his name again?
I don't remember. It's been like 15 years since I saw that movie.
Really that long? That's such a good movie, though. That movie's so ridiculous. Yeah. Anything else?
We're watching My Hero Academia. It's like an anime show on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. It's like some event happens where people just start getting, they call them quirks. They're like superpowers. Ooh. So there's like heroes and villains. But normally if a person's going to have one, they usually know like around kindergarten, like that's when it starts manifesting. So it's about this boy who never got one and he gets one like passed to him instead of like him being born with it. So he's at university to be the best hero.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's over the top and a little bit out there, but it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I got nothing.
Yeah. It's fair. You haven't seen it.
Yep.
You got news?
I do have news.
News bits. The Unreal Engine is used to create better dick physics.
All the dick physics.
It's pretty self-explanatory, I feel.
Do you feel?
I feel that way. Cuphead player beats bosses without taking a single hit.
What?
I feel like that is bananas.
That is, yeah.
Which, I guess if you spend enough time doing them over and over and over again, it's possible.
Yeah.
For some people, not me, but for some people.
Yeah, I can see some people doing it. It's still ridiculous. Oh, God.
And this one's actually older, because I know we missed last week. Mm-hmm. It was about Nintendo Switch owners really, really care about the game icons.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And like the main point of it was SteamWorld Dig 2. Mm-hmm. Was coming out and they had posted a picture of the icon on the screen and people really did not like it.
Yeah.
At all. And they actually changed it.
There was a second game too where...
Was it Snake Pass?
I think so. I think that's it. It sounds familiar. And it's...
It seems like something really small that shouldn't matter that much. But like even on my 3DS, because I have a lot of games downloaded on there, it is nice to just easily recognizable. I know what this is.
Yeah.
Especially since I have like a bunch of Kirby games and a bunch of Zelda games and to know the difference between which one I'm picking.
Yeah, exactly. Especially too, one thing they were saying is that, you know, it just makes the console appear nicer because they all have this uniform kind of, here's where the information is, the titles, you know, readily available, the artwork looks good, and you know, if they're all set up in a way that just makes the experience feel more complete, which I, you know, that's totally legit, I think.
And if somebody else is playing your system, it's nice for them to be like, oh, I can easily find this.
Yeah. So Ed Boon, he is one of the creators of the Mortal Kombat franchise. I think the other guy is Jonathan Tobias.
I can't remember that face, but I don't know.
Anyways, Ed Boon says that Injustice 2 would work on the Switch. Mm. But he has not confirmed that it'll be coming.
There's still time.
I was going to wait to get it anyways, but
I want to play as Hellboy.
Right? Mm. Yeah, that's the image they have on here too. It's like, yeah, that's one of my big reasons why I want to pick it up. So Shadow of Mordor's, or Shadow of War, their DRM has been cracked. It only took 24 hours. Yeah. So sorry, WB. All right, that's a WB game.
I saw, related to that game, that someone had stopped playing it because of orc slavery, I guess. And I didn't actually read the article. I just saw the title. So maybe it is like spun in an entirely ridiculous way. But that alone, I was like, oh, okay.
They just want to do the right thing for the world. I guess. I don't know.
Well, you probably shouldn't be killing them all.
Right. So Epic is suing two Fortnite players for making cheats. This is really interesting. I guess like what they're doing is they're like selling these cheats. I don't know how it works in Fortnite. I don't understand what is going on, but they're essentially saying that these two people have created an ecosystem that's ruining their game, and that's why they're taking legal action against them. Which is really interesting, because it could mean some things for cheaters in the future.
That is interesting, because Adrian doesn't really play it as much anymore, but basically you have like your fort in its own little environment, and you have a set amount of resources that you can like get from trees or buildings and stuff like that to upgrade your fort. So yeah, if they're selling like some way to boost your resources, then it's...
Yeah, and they're also, doing a whole lot of sniping. So yeah, and for those that don't know, that's where you like watch somebody's stream, and you like go and find them in the game and you kill them, and you keep doing that over and over again just to be a jerk. Good
that's
times.
Mean.
Right? So yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see how it shakes out, but I'm pretty much on Epic's side right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it could mean some bad things, I guess. I'm not sure what, but at least in this situation, I think it's totally legit, and I kind of hope they win. The last thing I really want to talk about is, could be kind of an in-depth subject. I don't know.
Is it butts?
No.
Oh.
It doesn't really have to do with butts either. It has to do with loot boxes. Loot boxes have been in the news like pretty much every other day for the past, now it feels like, a few months. There's always some fiasco to do with loot boxes and how people are upset at them and yada, 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 or sometimes how great they are. And at this point, it looks like both Peggy and, damn it, what are they called? The one here, the ratings, ESRB. Mm-hmm. They have concluded that they can't say whether loot boxes constitute gambling or not. So they have no authority over it. It's essentially what they're saying, that it has to be up to the respective governments to make that call, which I think that's a little disappointing, because it would be nice if the industry could regulate it on its own and just kind of say, hey, like, even if they said, yeah, we can't say this is gambling, but here's some rules that, you know, maybe people should think about.
Yeah.
but because I feel like where I think it's in South Korea and Japan, in a lot of Asian countries, there's laws that say that you have to like put the chances, like what the chances are.
Yeah. I was going to mention that even with like blind boxes for like little figures and stuff, that they do that because it's basically like a form of child gambling. Like, they don't know what they're going to get, and they might spend all of their money or their parents' money trying to get something that their chances are 1 in 200 of getting.
Yeah, exactly.
When the box only has 10.
Yeah. And
10
I think that's,
in that box.
That's a fair concern, especially when it comes to the fact that these games are, some of them are clearly marketed to kids.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, if, I mean, if you look even at Overwatch, where, yeah, you're not getting an advantage by getting these things, but, you know, I did not, when I first started playing Overwatch, I did not care about any of the loot at all. Mm-hmm. And it has grown on me over time. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of a scientific thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. Like, and that's happened with Adrian. Like every time new skins come out, he'll buy like $15 for loot boxes. Mm-hmm. And then he gets frustrated because he'll get like a bunch of duplicates of ones that he already has. And I'm like, well, statistically, that's bound to happen because the more you unlock, the less there is left to unlock.
Yep.
So your chances of getting them is just constantly going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, so it's since it's kind of wired into us and like these gaming companies are kind of taking advantage of it. Like I definitely feel like me personally, I feel like there should be some definitely regulation to it, you know, and it'd be nice if the game companies themselves could just say, yeah, let's put out these stats. Let's make it so it's not shady, because in the current form that it is here, I feel like it's definitely kind of on the, I don't know, side. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's definitely morally questionable.
Well, I know, like, for the Fire Emblem game for the phones, mm-hmm. So you collect orbs, like, doing different stuff, and you can summon heroes.
Yeah.
But in each set of heroes, it tells you your chances of getting them.
Oh, does
it? So it says, like, for one of them,
oh, you
like
know
if
what?
It's
You're
Crom
right.
or whoever, like, you have a 1% chance of getting this hero. Mm-hmm. So, at least, like, up front, you know, like, your chances are small of getting this either way, so do you really want to spend the ones you have or spend real money getting more doing that?
Yeah. Yep. Go. Go. Get out of here, dog. Yeah, and it'd be nice if we saw that more, especially in like some of the bigger titles, you know? And here's the problem. If the government does step in, then you're looking at a bunch of these games possibly becoming adult-only games overnight just because they have loot boxes in them. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's necessarily the best thing to come about either. Because I think they are on the business side of things. They're definitely, there's been tons of reports about how it's kind of saving the industry at this point, you know, mm-hmm. You're not having to spend, the price on games isn't going up, at least here, because now they're being paid by all of these ridiculous things. You don't even need to put in things that change the way the game works. You can literally just put in, you know,
extras,
yeah,
frills,
and it helps these games continue to go, continue to have a life, for a long time. I mean, you play Overwatch. I mean, you pay for the game, but you can play Overwatch for free after that.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm sure that's only possible because of the loot boxes. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
But part of me also feels like if you don't have the money to do it, then don't do it.
Yeah. And that's part of the thing, too, is that, you know, I mean, when it comes to like, what are they called? Sociologists or whatever, I don't know, people that study that sort of stuff, you know, they say that, yeah, some people have a problem and doing things like this it's not helping them. You know, you're hiding the fact that it's gambling from them. You're only making their problem worse. Like, that kind of falls on the companies at that point. I mean, because these people, they have a problem, you know, and it's hard to break away from that when, you know, you're given an excuse. And I mean, that's when people have those psychological issues like that, it's, I don't want to equate it to, but it's like in the same vein of like domestic abuse, you know, it's like, it's hard for people to see their way out from being inside of a situation. And sometimes the decisions that they think that they're making that are good for them actually aren't. And so, I mean, somebody could start playing this game and, you know, one of these games and they're like, oh, well, it's just a video game. It's not real gambling. I'm not going down, you know, and spending, you know, $500 at the casino and mm-hmm. spending like $20 on on there, but that could still not be good for them. You know, they still might not be able to afford even $20. So,
okay. But even if they're not spending $20 on loot boxes, what if they're just buying more games on Steam? They're still spending money.
That's true. No, no, no. They shouldn't be, you know, I'm not saying that they're like completely absolved of all responsibility. Mm-hmm. There's totally a, what's it called? There's a split there. You know, you have to know what you're in control of and what you're not in control of and what you could be more in control of. but that's the thing, is that sometimes it's doing things like this. Just, it makes me think, like, I don't think any of these companies are intentionally trying to exploit those people, but they do. And they don't even have to see those people to exploit them. Like, it's not even like a one-to-one, like, yeah, you're having an impact on this person that you can see. You're literally somewhere else. Somebody else has come up with a system that's impacting some other person halfway across the world. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of, it's worrisome in that aspect, in that that's why I feel like the gaming industry should really just step up and say, okay, here's what we need to do so that we're doing the right thing. And also we don't get hammered later on.
So say that they do put out those statistics, or for every loot box, they say, this is your chances of getting whatever. Mm-hmm. What's going to stop those people from still doing it?
It won't, but I mean, it might. That's the thing, is that it could, because, you know, as soon as you admit that, okay, this is a form of gambling, that yes, here are the statistics, and it turns out, you know, it's pretty much on par with if you go down to a casino. Mm-hmm. If you have that information in front of you, maybe you'll make a different decision.
But maybe you won't.
Maybe you won't. No, totally. But I think that at that point, those companies can say, listen, we've done everything that we can to say, here's the information that you need to know. Mm-hmm. So that you can make an informed decision about whether you should be doing this or not. If you have a problem, then, I mean, stay away from it. Just don't do this. As much as we'd love for you to buy our game, this might not be the best idea for you. But I think it's just, you know, being out there in the open with that information, I don't see it as a detriment to the companies. I don't see why they need to hide that information, because people still are going to spend it. Mm-hmm. But it gives them a little bit of a better idea. And I'm not talking about just people that have a problem, but, you know, everybody who wants to buy those things, about what they can look forward to, like how much maybe they should be spending in order to get what they want. So I think overall it does more good to give that information out.
Well, I don't feel like they're hiding it, because, I mean, if you think about it logically, like, we both came to the conclusion that your chances are constantly going down the more things that you unlock. Like, it's not a huge concept to grasp. And while I do agree that putting that information, like having it more readily available, wouldn't be bad. Mm-hmm. I don't see it doing a huge amount of good. Like, it's not, I don't think it's going to prevent that much.
Yeah, no.
But it wouldn't, like, be any effort at all for them to just put that information out there also.
Yeah, and that's my point, is that, I mean, it might, I'm not saying it's going to change the world. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot and when it comes down to it. But I think it's better for the company to do it than to continue to not, you know. maybe just look at it differently. I'm not sure. But the thing is that it does feel like they are hiding it intentionally, because you have what the rates are. I think for Overwatch specifically, you know, you can see what the rates are in Japan. You load up the Japanese version and it has all that information there for you. So, you know, the question for a lot of people who are looking into this is kind of like, well, why didn't they just do that to the English version? I mean, they could just bring it over. Well, maybe those rates are different. You know, maybe they're better here, maybe they're worse. Who knows? So that's all part of the thing. It's like, well, we don't really know. So, and I don't
maybe,
think
but it's, maybe it was just a simple of that's one less thing for us to do.
Yeah. I mean,
so like if we don't have to, we're not gonna, because that's more effort than we want to, like if we don't have to expend it, then we don't need to.
Yeah. I feel like it's a really easy thing to address, especially when people have been calling for it though. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I can't really blame the companies for not wanting to put that out there if they don't have to. But my bigger concern overall is that the government is going to step in at some point and, you know, these games are going to work wildly differently and it might hurt the industry.
Yeah, I can see that. We're like, take care of it on your own before somebody has to step in and take care of it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's for me. That's the very bottom line, because once Peggy and the ESRB came out and they're like, yeah, we can't do this, which is really odd because, you know, they can say quite a bit about video games, but both of them to be like, yeah, this, we can't say anything on this at all. This is just not our area. You know, immediately everybody started, you know, thinking shit like that. That means the only people who are going to do anything about this are going to be governments. Cause I think that's what happened in Japan. Mm-hmm. It was the government that stepped in and said, you know, hey, you have to do this. And thankfully that's all it was. But yeah, we'll see. But they also have crazy video games. You can go out anywhere in Japan.
Yeah.
It's pretty much gamble. So, so yeah, but I mean, here, the gambling laws, they're pretty strict when it comes down to it. Like, if you fall within gambling regulation, I don't know if this is true, but I watched a video where apparently it's called gambling if it's illegal. It's just called gaming, though, if it is legal. I don't know if that's true, but...
Although I feel like anything could be gambling if you try hard enough. Just like anything could be a drinking game if you try hard enough.
That's very true. Yeah, and that's the thing is that I couldn't find like definitions of what is gambling, quote unquote. It seems like it's not clearly defined for a reason. there are some definite definitions out there for like rolling dice. Mm-hmm. But like the fact that if you're getting prizes in return, there are certain situations where that's definitely gambling, but other situations where it's kind of muddy.
So like a video game arcade where you get tickets based on your score, wouldn't that be
a form of gambling?
Yeah, kids gambling.
Well, so that's the thing.
Well, not necessarily just for kids, but kids are allowed to do it.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing, like looking into that is that I thought that would fall under what's called sweepstakes, their sweepstakes definition, mm-hmm. which is that's illegal now, apparently. Mm-hmm. but I guess the way that it's defined in there is that there's something that's just a little bit off about if you're putting something in and you're definitely going to get something back. Because that's the thing, you're always given a ticket, right?
Yeah, at least one ticket.
Yeah.
A participation ticket.
Yeah. Or, you know, when it comes to, like, Overwatch, you're given something in every single one of those loot boxes. Mm-hmm. So that's the way where you can say, yeah, that's not gambling, because it doesn't fall under any of those definitions, because some of those I think for every single one of them, there's a possibility that you just lose. You don't get anything back.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why it's a little muddy in some areas. But yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Solid reporting, Franklin. Solid reporting.
Yeah. It was just an interesting thing and it keeps coming up. I keep hearing people talk about it on podcasts. So then we could chime in with
our two bits.
Our opines. Yeah. Our two of our 8 bits.
We're down to 6.
Yeah. Well, it's that time.
Wrap it up.
Yep. Put a bow on it. Put a ring on it. Put a poop on it.
Don't put poop on it.
Hey, if you're into it.
I'm not going to judge. I guess if you are.
You know, I mean,
I'll judge you secretly. Discreetly.
Discreetly.
Yeah.
Unlike what you've done.
Keep it to myself. Yeah, exactly.
So you can catch us at classicgamerbrain.com. You can get us at
Facebook/8bitshow or Facebook/CGB network.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Tweet us.
Tweet, tweet. Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mine's Frankie1029. Frankie with a Y.
Zambot with an X.
Not at the end, at the beginning, people.
This is true. I mean, you could try it, but I feel like that's not going to get what you, to me.
You just have a random extra X at the end.
Yes. Roman numerals.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know the rules for that.
I do know the rules. Okay.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye, guys.
See y'all.